Amen. But let me say this. In the writings of John, is not the husband and wife. It's we love the brethren.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, it's actually the father and the son.
Amen. So get the and the brethren. And the brethren.
You want to get the family relationship
nothing like
straight.
Nothing
and,
like it.
And your love to your children does not really change.
Quite.
You love them when they are born. You love them as they grow. Quite and right. You continue to love this way. So it's safer to go this way than talking about wives, especially when they're not here.
Just a little bit.
I think the point of that word see or behold is really a very strong word here, is that when we go from the very first chapter that we looked at today, and you sit and you consider, and you see, when you behold the blessings that have come from the hand of God, first that it's connected to the thought of his nature as being light. You know, the righteousness of God. God is not going to compromise his righteousness, his standard. But he's able to uphold his standard and to love us, which is the other aspect of his very nature. And when we step through these things and understand that his righteousness brings us on the line of eternal life, that gift that has been given to us, and that we have the ability to walk in the light, to be those who are examples in this world where the Lord was rejected, that we are, that this gift of eternal life has been imparted to us, and that we have fellowship with divine persons. When we sit and see that manner of love, that we could have a title, children of God, it's humbling. The love of God is always preceded, I believe, by the righteousness of God. And it's not that it's one on a higher level than the other, as Brother John said. It's consistent. But God must first maintain his righteous standards. And in doing so, he loves in that same standard.
And that love was expressed as he maintained those righteous standards and those righteous demands. Because that love came out to us when we see it, when he poured his judgment upon the Lord Jesus that bore our sins.
But we may ask, or we may speak, the heart of God is opened up. We can see into the heart of God.
Mm.
We can see into the thoughts of God before the foundation of the world. That God has purposed that we should be called the children of God.
Mm-hmm.
What a tremendous... So it's really the heart of God is fully opened up, and it is seen first in the gift of his son. But then we see it in his operation on us. So it's just opening it up more and more, and we are saying, listen, how can we measure the love of God? How can we measure the love of God? The measure of God's love is the gift of his son. And the character of it, we see, behold, what manner. Look what God has done. Had bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. What a plea. Brought in completely. And again, I want to stress, it's unconditional.
Amen.
And
John
I like 20 and verse 17. We see how the Lord Jesus asserted that position into which we have been brought. Because he said unto Mary, but go to my brethren and say unto them, ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And here he is affirming where we are. He says he ascends not to his Father, but he says, to my Father and your Father. And that is where we are. As the Father loves his Son, such is his love to me.
Yes.
And the thought of being called the children of God has the idea of the reproduction. It's that which characterized the Lord Jesus is now being reproduced in each and every one of us. Not only that, we resemble the Father. So you might be like your Father in heaven. We resemble the features of the Father as a part of that love that was bestowed upon us. That every believer, the family of God, would bear characters and resemblance of the Father.
And I may add to that, when it's children, it's nature. And when it's Father, it's relationship and affections. So it means we can have the affections the Father has towards the Son. So we can have affections for the Lord Jesus. We can have affections for the family. We can love the family. So the Father is introduced because the very same manifestation of divine persons in a limited way, if I use that term, can also be seen amongst us. We can have affections. We can have love one for another because the Father character is brought to light.
And that love is really, we can love one another the same love Christ has for us.
Yes.
Because Christ is not going to tell us to love one another as I have loved you if we're not able to do so by the help of the Spirit of God. But I like the line that you touched in, Brian, that in chapter 3, verse 1, it truly brings me before the world began. You know, it doesn't tell us that, and this is how God manifested His love by sending His Son. He just presents before us what was in the heart of God before the foundation of the world. But how it's all the purpose and plans of God are going to come about. That's where chapter 4 and verse 9 comes in.
Yes.
This is how the love of God was manifested by sending His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful love is this indeed. And Emil spoke to us about really imitating the blessed God. And that's an exhortation from the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1, be ye imitators of God as beloved children.
Love them because God loves them, and we want to display that love toward them.